we need something here, or we're going to be another community that's going to be a ghost town.
You are tuned to CICK News on 93.9 FM in Smithers, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. CICK News is your news source for regional and provincial news with a local perspective. It's hosted by Dan Messick and myself, Pamela Hassan. Find and follow CICK News online at smithersradio.com and frequencynews.ca or wherever you get your podcasts. CICK News is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and the Government of Canada. On Thursday last week, Canfor, a North American company that produces wood pellets, pulp and paper, and lumber products, announced that due to a persistent shortage of economically available timber and challenging operating conditions in northern British Columbia, Canfor would permanently close its Polar sawmill in Bear Lake, BC, and suspend its planned reinvestment in Houston, BC. In April of last year, the town of Houston was put on edge by the planned suspension of all operations at the Canfor sawmill. Then in July, the word came that Canfor would demolish the current operation and build a new state-of-the-art facility starting in the spring of 2024. Now that spring is here, Canfor just announced another suspension for the Houston sawmill, leading previous employees to wonder if they are next on the list of Canfor mills that are shutting down in British Columbia. The company's Q1 reports released on May 1st of this year showed an operating loss of $86 million with a shareholder net loss of $65 million, stating that, quote, ongoing constraints accessing economically viable fiber in British Columbia was impacting lumber and pulp operating rates in the near term and through the balance of 2024. However, the balance of habitat, crownland, indigenous-owned land, and protecting forests, and economic stability for small northern towns in British Columbia poses the question of the hour. What will happen to the town of Houston if Canfor decides to pull operations completely? Today on CICK News is Joanne Woodbeck, a Houston Leisure staffer with a bartender's ears and a bookkeeper's stoicism. Joanne and her husband spoke to me at Legion No. 249 in Houston this weekend about what the closure would mean for the community and the community's response thus far to the further suspended operations. But first, let's hear from Mayor of Houston, Shane Breenan, about the town's response to this latest announcement.
Shane Breenan, Mayor of the District of Houston.
So what's been the reaction from the town of Houston since the announcement last week that Canfor was not going to reopen the sawmill?
I don't think anyone's reaction has been the same in the community. Everyone's a little bit different. Some people are very disappointed. Some people feel it's business as normal. Everyone's interpreting a little bit different for town council. Yeah, we see a delay again, but we also see that we've passed some of the major hurdles. There is money there for that rebuilding if they decide to go ahead. And Canfor, unfortunately, is struggling a little bit, as many industries are right now, with some overregulation and acts within the provincial governments. It's just something we're dealing with as a community here.
Is the town trying to come up with contingency plans right now?
No, I don't believe we're coming up with any contingency plans. We're still staying the course. Our goal as a town council has always been to get a rebuild and a mill rebuilt in our community.
Does the town own the land that the sawmill's currently on?
No, the land's owned by Canfor. So what they do with it is ultimately their decision. The plan was to tear down the sawmill. I think it still is, but there's a number of, probably the best way to explain it is industry wants certainty, and it's a real hard climate in our province right now with some of the regulations and environmental changes. Forestry is very complicated right now. We've had fires and beetle, and we're dealing with all kind of constraints, reconciliation. So there's a whole list of things that the company's been trying to get through to make sure that there's some certainty. And it doesn't matter what resource sector you are, whether it's mining, if we don't have certainty, we don't have investment. So if you're going to invest $200 million, of course, they need to make sure that they feel they have a safe fiber supply for the lifetime of that mill.
We also found out that Prince George, one of their lines, is shutting down as well. Do you want to make a statement to the government about, as you mentioned, policies?
I think the sector's maybe making a bit of a statement already. We're seeing mills drop everywhere. And I know government sometimes tries to paint it as markets. And this industry's weathered markets before, so it's not just about markets. And we'd like to get that message out there. So there's a downturn in the market. Lumber's not as high as it had been a few years ago, and it's fairly depressed and not a good outlook for probably the next year in the States and in Canada. But what I'm trying to say is we've always had those ups and downs and we've weathered them and mills will wait them out. But right now it's feeling like people don't want to wait it out. So it's not just markets here. It's policy and regulations.
Mm-hmm. What money has come to Houston from the Resource Benefit Alliance?
Northwest Resource Benefits Alliance. That money has always been about trying to keep some industry money within our communities. So a lot of money escapes this region out of that resource industry. And we've always felt that our communities are living with a little less than other places, and we cannot create vibrant communities and keep them up on just taxation. Mm-hmm. So that's what we are working towards. I don't know if it helps in this situation. That money is earmarked towards infrastructure mostly. So I think we'll see a lot of it in our communities go to pave that we're much behind on, or water systems or sidewalks, and there'll be some other things for sure too. But I would think in the early years of this agreement, we'll see a lot of money go into there.
Yeah. Would the town still receive one more year of tax revenue from Canfor in 2024?
Yeah. So to date, Canfor is still paying their taxation, and I think they're doing that on several of their mills are shuttered, but you'd have to check it with other communities. Mm-hmm. So taxation hasn't changed at this point.
Yeah. Okay. So will there be like a town hall with the Canfor employees as the mayor and also as a previous employee of Canfor? What do you feel needs to be said to the people of Houston who worked there and now are maybe in a state of more uncertainty?
Yeah, yes, it's a tough time right now. People are feeling like this has put it off. That's not exactly what's happening. They're in a waiting period here, and I think they're most likely waiting on the fall election come in October here, the provincial one, and then we'll hear more from Canfor. But their wording is that they've suspended the rebuild. It's not that they've pulled back or are not doing it, but they've suspended it. So they're having a good look at everything that's going around and trying to make sure that there's some certainty on their fiber and able to run long-term in the region.
Mm-hmm. You were saying that the Legion's usually fuller as well?
Oh, yeah. During meat draw, this place is, yeah, we got generally 40 to 50 people here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you can see for yourself, there's maybe 20 at the max, but not.
I have noticed that, for example, our sales here is quite a bit lower, but I've also noticed that it's quieter when you go into the other stores, whether it be Pharmacy or the grocery store, Bilo or whatever. Yeah. It's quite a bit lower.
Yeah. It is, yeah.
I wonder how the small businesses in town are going to make it, because our sales are down. Rightfully, people don't have money to spend.
Yeah.
But then how do we keep the town going if we're not spending money in town?
Are people talking a lot about it, or is it something you feel like you avoid talking about?
I think people have been talking about it for a while, and Canfor put off their announcement for quite a while, and yeah, have no idea what they're thinking, but it's definitely hurting our economy. I'm an auto technician, and we have quite a few empty hoists. It's a lot slower in the last 6 months. It's just crazy.
Yeah. The trickle down, like you've already mentioned, small businesses, community centers in places like the Legion that bring people together with a little bit of spending money, right?
That's right. And so then you think about other businesses like the furniture store. I'm sure that they must be feeling the pinch as well, because that's a luxury item. You can go without a new couch, but you can't go without food on the table for a week, right? And yeah, it's really sad. And of course, there's a lot of people leaving town.
Yeah. The younger people, you're saying?
I think so. I think even middle-aged people, they still got another 25, 30 years. I know, middle age, right? But they still got another 20 years on their home to pay for. They need income, right?
A lot of people probably had to change professions, like mill workers are probably going working at some
at
the store or something.
Yeah.
For minimum wage,
yeah.
Or maybe a little above minimum wage, but that's gonna hurt.
Do you feel like people are surprised by this, or?
I don't think people that are in the industry are surprised.
Okay.
They've been a little on when the last delay was announced, everybody started to think that it was going to come down this way, that they were not going to build, but and that's their prerogative to make that choice. But Houston needs to find another source to take care of either another mill, build another mill, get another company in here to build, or another resource to keep this community going. We need something here, or we're going to be another community that's going to be a ghost town.
Mm-hmm. Or have to do like a major pivot like Belmont, right?
But you got to be in a position to make the shift.
Absolutely.
Like tourism in the valley sells itself, but 90% of tourism goes to Smithers because of Smithers' location.
Yeah.
And whereas Houston has always been an industrial community.
Yeah.
The fishing is way down. We can't really utilize the tourism in the part of the fishing, the salmon runs and stuff. I don't know. And it's seasonal, like snowmobiling or what other. Even, I don't know what kind of tourism we could do here that isn't being done everywhere else.
Yeah, like
it's got to be something attractive to bring it here, right? Yeah. The pipeline really helped us when they were here. Now they're wrapping up.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether they're going to be expanding the pipeline. And if they do, it's a year or two away.
Yeah, people can't wait that long.
No. And it, like you say, the trickle-down effect, our houses, everything just dropped significantly as soon as that announcement was made.
Yeah, there's a lot of houses up for sale.
Thanks to Joanne and Don, as well as Mayor Shane Breenan, for giving me the time to speak about the state of Houston after the announcement of the Canfor's further suspension of the sawmill rebuild. Now, to end out the show, I want to share a little bit of sound that I was able to gather on a very windy Monday night when I noticed that the eagle's nest was busy once again. Here's a little bit of that sound. Apologies for the noise and traffic, but hey, that's Smithers sometimes. Thanks for listening.
Been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or follow us on Facebook at CICK News. CICK News is made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com. or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to our producer, Pam Hassan, and all of our roving reporters, I'm Dan Messick. Thanks for listening.